Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, do we have a breaking news sounder?
Breaking news.
We do have breaking news. WIP brand manager Rod Lincoln has paid Ike Reese.
Yep. Stop being a cheapskate.
Yeah. Now, to be clear, it wasn't like he paid before. We didn't know it. He did pay in between the last time we talked and now. So he said, let the city of Philadelphia know that I have paid.
He did pay. And now it's only Roadshow Porter out there.
So just to get Roadshow to pay, he runs the WIP Twitter account. So just tweet at the WIP Twitter account, hey, Porter, pay Ike. Speaking of Twitter, the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Should we change it to the X question? It hasn't been called Twitter in like a year.
Everyone's still called it Twitter.
Bro, okay. I was going to say, yeah, I've never called it X.
Okay. Besides like trying to be trendy tech bros. You know?
Right. Is that what they are, tech bros?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. What's your confidence level in the Eagles beating the Rams on Sunday? Very confident, 37.6%. Pretty confident, 54%. And then not confident up there at 9%. I can tell you one person who is confident. That is Rios in North Philly.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Ooh, what's up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? Look, let me say this first before I go into the speech. Y'all all done seen Kellen Moore's face, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know his face look like it needs to get punched. It's just a face that you just want to punch. And I'm going to leave that there. Not going to get negative for nothing because we're going to win. We the best. We number one. But his face do look like something that needs to get punched. And, you know, we done dealt with some sucker Cowboys, and we already know what happened. But I'm going to just leave that there, because his face, y'all know y'all look at his face. It don't matter who y'all are, where y'all from, you look at his face like, man, you just want to punch it, man, for real.
Well, he hasn't taken the job yet.
Yeah.
What if he's here next year?
Well, we will see, and I hope he's listening.
Oh,
and
God,
I hope,
he
I hope he's not listening.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, gentlemen.
I'm sorry, straight up.
Rios is not laughing today, yeah.
Y'all know I love y'all. I'm about to go in. Hey, yo, Jackie, hit the music. Still in the concrete jungle on our journey to Mission 59, we got the Botox City Rams coming into our home trying to make it Hollywood. Well, let me give y'all a piece of advice. I highly would tread lightly while in the concrete jungle before we package you up into nicks, dimes, and bundles. I know that went over a lot of y'all heads, but anyway, my zodiac sign is Aries, and my youth league football team I played for was the Tampa Rams. Well, beat that! I'm an Eagle, suckers! I am cold-hearted like our weather, but I bring energy like whatever. Just like I've been around the world giving shots, going to pound town like a Rican, I'm staying home now giving a 100% shot to my city, to our Eagles. I'm the fuel. I'm the spark plug. I'm the steroid. I'm the voice in your head and the venom in your system that's going to cure the bitch out of you. We are men of violence who do it with honor. And I tell y'all this here. I went to Edison High School in North Philly, and what I will always remember is the 64 men who gave us the body. Now it's time for us to give it to Dead Body all the way to Mr. 59. They signed that contract and gave all. Y'all signed your contract, now it's time to get raw. Ugly with purpose. Bring out the bully and scatter these suckers like roaches when you turn on the lights. This is all ours for the taking. We are the only ones who can stop us. We are the freaking machine from the mud. We have honor. We have grit. We are ready to die for a purpose. F the numbers. F the talk. We want the smoke. We're ready to walk. Through the snow. Through the rain. If there is fire, F the pain. Taste the blood. There's more to gain. We some damn eagles. F the fame. Unapologetic, we take what's ours, and when we go, we leave with scars. It tells the story on our bodies. It is written for our family, for our city, for our team. We can endure anything. We ain't nothing to be with. Inundation time. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, what makes the grass grow?
Blood!
I can't hear you!
Blood!
Put your damn chest out!
Blood!
We are certified grass growers. Put blood on the grass. Let the violence be with you. E-A-G-L-E-S. Ingles, our reels from North Philly Hunter Park, a.k.a. the Song Major Philly. I hope y'all listening, and this is for everybody. You cannot threaten me with death because I already met the mother. You know what I mean? Hey, yo, hold up, hold up. Hey, yo, Ike Reese.
Yes.
How you feel, man?
I'm ready to go to Pound Town, baby.
Hey, yo, Spike Eskin, how you feel?
I am also ready to go to Pound Town.
Hey, yo, Jack Fritz, how do you feel?
69 days till opening day, Rios.
But we all love it. And you use the 169. Let's do that too. Everybody, y'all heard it here. Peace.
What if I told you?
I can't help it.
I was like, oh no, he's going to Jack. He's going to Jack. He's going to Jack.
Mess with Rios, man. You and your stupid baseball.
No, I know. I know. I know. That's good.
Oh, man.
I give Rios credit. He pivoted real quick.
He did, yes.
That was to something else.
Sometimes you got to put players in positions to succeed. That's not me.
I think that was the sharpest Rio we've had.
Oh, yeah.
It's a playoff.
It's playoff. Yeah, that was playoff Rios right there.
Now, in his defense, I mean, like, you have the same message on Giants Week when the Giants have like two wins as you do heading into postseason.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying he brought it. That's all.
Yeah. Always does.
215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ice, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'? Happy Friday.
What up, Yoshi?
Man, I'm going to tell you right now. Man, I love me some blood on the grass, man. I mean, that boy said, I am the steroid. He said, bring out the bully. Scatter these suckers like the roaches when the lights come on. I mean, he said, I'm an eagle sucker. I love that dude, man. I'm about to go in the house and put all the 45s on the weight bar. He got me ready to just max out, man. God knows. I will go to Pound Town, but I went down tonight. You know what I'm talking about? I mean,
taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Hey, Ike, that little video worked, boy. Oh, man. That video worked, boy. I'm saying, man. Hey, man, I'm telling you right now. Hey, I won't go too far. I'm just saying.
Just keep it moving.
Hey, real quick, my wife was like, why you gonna send that video to Ike? Because I was like, look what I sent to Ike. And she was like, why you send that to Ike? I was like, because Ike was talking about him and his wife text. So I was like, this is what me and you do. She was like, so what y'all battling? I was like, yeah, I'm trying to get some before him. I'm gonna tell you, boy, hey, you was my wingman the other day, brother. I use you as a little push.
Man, thank you, Ike. Hold on, so people aren't confused.
It's called a big dose of D.
Yeah, what's going on?
Imaginations
here?
Are running wild out there right
video,
now. Yoshi,
buddy.
About the video.
Oh. Yeah.
Yoshi sent me a video of himself talking about he had just sent his wife the text.
Okay.
Because the other day I said, sometimes Renee and I will text each other.
Right.
And that's when you know it's time to pop in a blue chip.
Yeah. Thanks, Jack.
To make sure we're getting all the story out there.
Yes. So he sent me that video saying he had sent her a text. That's what it was.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Yes. As far as video goes, that's okay. All I know. That's all he sent me was that.
Hey, what's understood ain't got to be explained.
Well, I don't know.
That's grown man talk. You want to know what we talking about? Get up on Twitter and follow us and see. You'll see what we talking about, man. Hey, I feel good. What's that? I'm at a 10. I mean, I got that inner excellence. I believe what's name. Hey, that book says train your mind for extraordinary performance in the best possible life.
Okay.
I believe AJ had his best possible life on Sunday, man. What's name? I believe it. This is a year of retribution. We are on a revenge seeking tour, man. I'm telling you, whether Jalen playing great, like everybody, like throwing a 500 yards or whatever, we ready to go out there and get it. I feel great about this weekend. I feel like them boys gonna come to town, rain, sleet, or snow, and we gonna put the foot on their neck, and what's name, and we gonna move on. I don't want to play Washington, though. I've been looking at the games this week. You know, Jalen got once they went into, they looked at him for a concussion that first game. I'm kind of scared.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't even realize that the first game, but I was looking at the game this morning. I was like, oh, that boy, what is he?
Yeah, remember, that's the one he was doing. He was doing the interview with Scott Van Pelt with the sunglasses on.
I forgot all about that, man. Yep. What's saying? I ain't scared of them, but I'm just scared about what happened, what might have happened to
Jimmy. Right,
G1.
Yeah, they may have given our quarterback two concussions in two games.
And maybe he might be a little shell shocked what they ain't saying them. I want to see Detroit, like Jack said. Let's see Detroit and let's keep it pumping, man. I'm telling you right now. Oh, and before I go real quick, if you're living along feeling a mess, raise up and be blessed by eating a blue chew.
Oh, my God. Get him out.
It's all right.
Now he's doing drops.
Yeah, this guy's doing a blue chew spot. This is out of control. Speaking of out of control, Tommy from down the shore will join us right after I tell you about something that you need to get in control, and that is your windows, which definitely need to be replaced. I said this, you know, the beginning of next week, we're seeing highs of 15, 14, mm-hmm. low of 6, low of 5.
Woo.
You know those old drafty windows, that cold air's coming in. I don't care how high you're turning up your heat. If you have old drafty windows, you're feeling that cool air, you got to replace them. And Guided Door and Window, they're going to extend their big winter sale through January and get you 40% off every window and door you buy. 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window. Going to get you high performance, low E glass. And the doors too, maybe an insulated entry door, because you can have it, you know, our back door in our house. The patio door, we get air through that. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a sliding patio door. Start your project with no money down, interest-free for up to a year, but only going through January, so get it done now. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. You do that, you're going to get all the details. And while you're on the phone, set up a free in-home estimate or just go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Right now, we have everyone's favorite guy from down the shore, Tommy down the shore.
Tommy down the shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a Gleason, then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yeah, boy. Yes, Mike. Yes, Jack. Big baloney bitches, baby.
Whoa. You sound fired up, Tommy.
I had to get a little kind of like wobble into the big, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
like big baloney.
That's right.
Big tube of baloney.
Yes.
That's right. I'm so excited for this game on Sunday. Look, we got all the momentum, right? All the momentum. The link's going to be rocking. I sense some nerves, but I'm not really sure why. Why are people, I feel like some people I know are feeling very anxious about this game. We're obviously the better team, ain't we?
Yep.
Yes, sir. And we're at home.
And we're at home. So, I mean, yeah, if you're home, you got the edge.
Where are we?
Boom. We're at home.
Okay. Just double checking.
But speaking of momentum, look, you guys know me. I've been on a roll. We got this Benoni family thing. We're working up. We're going to conquer the television market. Decent Watts on board, right?
Yep.
they asked about it. Yep.
That's right. But so we got that. We got that rocking right now, right? But we need something in addition. We need something for the big screen. You know what I mean? Like a superhero movie. You know what I mean? Mm. And just as maybe a spinoff or in conjunction with Baloney Family, I got just the thing. You guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Baloney Man.
What is Baloney Man?
Baloney Man. Well, I'll play Baloney Man. By day, he's a parking attendant with a heart of gold. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And he's very well loved and liked by everybody. You know what I mean? He's kind of shy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And he's a little bit like kind of unassuming. But then at night, he becomes Baloney Man. Here's the thing. He don't hurt nobody. You know what I mean? All he does is, if he sees a crime taking place, and he sees somebody doing some harm, he frisbees like 100-150 slices of baloney at the person, and it totally immobilizes them. You know what I mean? He doesn't hurt nobody, but if they're committing a crime, he's able to basically make them stop committing a crime by rapid-fire baloney frisbee. What do you guys think, man?
Sir Tommy, you said you're playing Baloney Man on the big screen?
That's right.
Okay, and again, a parking attendant by day with a heart of gold. Do you have any acting experience?
Very little. Very little.
Yeah.
I was in a musical once when I was in sixth grade.
It just seems like...
Oklahoma.
Wait, what musical?
Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? You know that musical? Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down a plain. Come on, you guys know that.
Yeah. I heard Oklahoma. So
is that a Western?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
No.
Is it a Western, Tommy?
It actually is kind of like a Western in a way, set in, you guessed it, Oklahoma.
Really?
Plain, you know what I mean?
Where's Baloney Man taking place?
Well, maybe Baloney Man could also be set in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Is it a musical?
It could be. I mean, we're just kind of getting the ball rolling. We could turn into, you guys got to be in it with me, too. Here's the thing. Have you guys done the acting?
The internet videos.
I've done a couple commercials.
There you go. We're going to create our own style of acting. You know what I mean? We ain't got to be too professional. We're going to act from the heart. You know what I mean? And here's another
thing.
We're going to get a professional to play the villain. Now, the villain in this movie is a character named Mr. Broccoli. Okay? And just like Baloney Man, just like yours truly, he's peaceful. He don't really hurt nobody. All he does is he takes broccoli and cauliflower and he makes these like stinky potions that smell so bad when people smell them, they go to sleep. You know what I mean?
Sounds like Jack's producer studio.
Yeah, but Jack likes Brussels sprouts, right, Jack?
Big Brussels guy.
You could probably mix in Brussels sprouts with the cauliflower and the broccoli. I mean, they're all healthy, but if you mix them into a potion, you can really knock somebody out. You know what I mean? That's what he does. And I was thinking, listen, here's who could play that character.
Yep.
John Hamm. You know what I mean? Because Baloney, Mr. Baloney, his last name's Hamm. You know what I mean?
Okay, so just to be clear, the leads are you and John Hamm, movie star John Hamm.
That's right.
Okay.
But you guys are co-stars. We got to figure out what role you guys are going to do. You know what I mean?
Now, most of these superhero movies, you know, Superman, you know, they have like big theme songs. I know you're a musical guy. Do you have any thoughts of what that sounds like for Baloney Man?
Well, we could keep workshopping it, but one thing that came to mind right away, because I love the Spider-Man theme, is we could do a new cover, like a new version of Spider-Man. But just do it as Baloney Man. Maybe we'll write something new eventually. Maybe it's just a placekeeper. You know what I mean? But
okay.
This just felt right to me. It goes, Baloney Man, Baloney Man. He does whatever Baloney can. B-O-L-O-G-N-A. He's slicing up baloney like every day. Baloney Man, Baloney Man. He does whatever Baloney can. He does whatever Baloney can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think this is a hit. I think we have the Baloney. Wait, what are we calling the TV show? The Baloney Family?
It could be the Baloney, a.k.a. the Baloney Family.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then we have Baloney Man on the big screen. Mm-hmm. These all sound like huge wins for me, Tommy.
We're taking over Hollywood. Next year, we need time for the production, right? 2026, We're taking over Hollywood, and then we're taking over the globe.
You know, I actually think, you know how the like in China, there's like the year of the dragon and the year of the rat. I think 2026 actually is year of baloney. You know, I think it's year of baloney. Yeah.
That's right. 2026 is the year of the baloney. That's beautiful, man.
So Big Bird's game, Tommy, on Sunday, as you said it, Sunday, 3 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field, Eagles, Rams. How do you see this one going?
I feel like we just got to keep playing our game. You know what I mean? It made me think, sometimes when I play ping pong, right, ideally when I play ping pong, I want to do huge serves and massive, like, forehand smashes and stuff. You know what I mean? But really the best part of my game is a backhand slice. You know what I mean? And if I just stick to my game defensively with my backhand slice, you know what I'm saying, I tend to do well. That's what the Birds got to do. Just play a monster defense, get the ball to Saquon. And as an added bonus, if Jalen can step it up and get a few more targets to AJ and to Devontae, I'll be very happy. But I'm not even too worried about that. What do you guys think? Do we really need a huge passing game to win this thing?
Never. Nope.
Yeah, why would we do that? Why would we throw to two of the best wide receivers in the NFL? I personally think
it's... listen to those two guys, yeah, Tommy.
I personally think it's insane. Why would you want to do
but
that?
Defense and running game, Tommy. Defense and
the
running
city was
game.
Built on.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Those guys are amazing, right? But Jalen, just by the numbers, doesn't get it to him too often. Maybe he will in this game. I don't know.
Yeah,
but, I'm just saying we got to play our game. Just stay the course. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, that sounds like a good plan to me. It's worked so far, right, Tommy?
A couple more games to go. Win this, then we get to the league championship, Super Bowl, boom. And then the following year, the year of the baloney.
Year of baloney. Wow. It's all up. It's not all uphill. It's all downhill from here. Right. It's all downhill.
That's right.
All right, Tommy. All right, Tommy. We thank you, buddy.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. We're going to win, so I will talk to you next week. Go, Birds. I'm over and over and over and over now.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
That was the score.
Oh, he didn't give us a score.
Yeah, listen. I'm sure it's going to be 38-20.
Yeah.
Let me text him.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All right. You being there.
Dude, we got a divisional playoff game coming up Sunday.
Well, maybe you should spend less time on Mr. Baloney, man, and more time on picks.
It's all important.
I just said he got to give us the score on
you
the
should
way
have
out.
Seen. I wish you could have seen Ike's face. It was total shock. It was like, oh my God, we didn't get Tommy.
Did we get the score? I'm like, did I miss the score?
We'll get you Tommy from Down the Shore score. We promise.
Man, we got to have it. We know it's going to be 38-17.
Yeah, something like that. We got to play our game. Somehow we're going to score 38 points without throwing to the wide receivers. Jack, top five of five, what do we have coming up?
We're getting people ready for the game this weekend.
Oh.
Top five divisional round moments.
Oh, wow. Jack, it's just going to be Jackie
historian?
Normal?
Yeah,
Jackie historian.
Of my life. Of
divisional
my life.
Round moments.
Yeah. There's a couple.
And they're undefeated at home in the divisional round, right?
I don't want to get you to tell everything.
Sure.
Is it all football?
No, it's just Eagles.
That's what I meant, all Eagles.
Yeah. Eagles divisional round moments of my lifetime.
Okay. I thought you might have went NLDS.
NLDS. Yeah. Oh, like Phillies?
Yeah.
I would never shoehorn the Phillies into a segment for absolutely no reason.
The best
I could think of a moment.
I don't know if you caught that, the in my lifetime. As you should know that anything that Jack Fritz does that is of all time, it's actually just while he's been watching football.
Yes. Well, it's because it's
2000.
It's the only thing I can argue, you know?
Yes, that's fair.
Except
that's
for
fair.
Will not scoring 100.
Yes. There's
go down that road.
There's no video of it. I mean, I'm,
I know.
Yeah. All right, top five of five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.